Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Everything is relative, no question about it. No one can or should claim to know or be able to do everything. Yet, there is one exception. It reigns in Washington. The would-be God presents himself, generated by AI, as the savior, thereby mocking Louis XIV, whom believers see and recognize as the vicar of Christ on this earth. Question: why do Jews wear a kippah on their heads? No, it is not a piece of jewelry into which the cross has now degenerated. Jews wear the kippah because they want to show where reason ends, just above the skull. Wearing kippahs is also permitted in the White House. It would do the megalomaniac residing there good to wear a kippah. He would then not have to puff himself up as the savior of the world. People are slowly getting fed up with this pompous vanap who loves playing at war. Everything is piecemeal, no question. If that's true, it doesn't mean you should hide what you know and have realized just because you want to be so modest and humble. On the contrary, what you have realized is important because it enriches the world or startles it or irritates it and thus moves it forward. If always only the powerful who take center stage, everything stays the same. They siphon the world's riches into their bank accounts scattered across the globe. They mock the weak. They rub their hands together when a deal has gone their way. What you have recognized as important is a spanner in their works. Do not hold back. Dare to speak your mind. The most disastrous error a person can make is to want to be like God. The heresy is that God is hidden, that is invisible, and it is made visible through human presumption. Wanting to be like God therefore leads only to idolatry and superstition. It is good to read what is written in the Gospel according to John. No one has ever seen God. Only the one who is God himself and is in the closest communion with the Father has told us and shown us what God is like. So, as a Christian, there can only be this one path, the path of Jesus of Nazareth. Above all, what I believe must be constantly tested against this path. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.